I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, Bernie Sanders wants Congress to give everybody a four-day work week. 32 hours of work and 40 hours of pay. Claims he's not trying to buy votes. He just wants folks to get more out of life. And some want Congress to legalize the sale of human organs. Should you be able to sell a kidney for 50 grand? Listen to Too Many Lawyers on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see if I can hit the right button for once, right? Ready? How about, how about this one?
Oh, gosh, we're not doing this, are we?
Oh, Carolina. Oh, that's right. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, my God.
Well, by the time people hear this, it's going to be Cinco de Mayo, though, right?
I know. My God. I'm waiting for that. Can't wait for that.
Cinco de Mayo.
Jeff, I don't get the love of May the 4th be with you. I don't get it, honestly.
Carolina, people love it.
Oh, my gosh. I hope
remember
I'm not
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Remember Bill Murray in Saturday Night Live? He was singing when he played that lounge character. He was like, Star Wars. Oh, yeah.
I never saw that, really?
Oh, yeah. He was singing. He was like, Star Wars.
I saw the first Star Wars with Chewbacca and, Mark Hamill. Right, Mark Hamill?
Yeah. I saw it and didn't like it, so that was it for me.
No, I saw my brothers, you know? I think they're into
it. The team start.
Hey. Oh my gosh, we're recording late too.
Oh yeah. This one's gonna turn into a pumpkin.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadilla Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey Jeff here.
Today is, like Jeff said, May the 4th be with you. Oh my God, I heard that so many times today.
Shut up.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it because our son's
down here. Star Wars thing, you know?
Oh,
people
God.
Are obsessed with that stuff. So what can
do you
I
know anybody that is?
Personally, do I know anybody who's obsessed with Star Wars?
I don't know too many people. I think my brother's kids are, I think. I'm not really sure.
The Mandalorian?
What's that?
The latest one.
Oh,
was
I couldn't even I couldn't even tell you that. Gosh, no.
I mean, there's been like 9 movies. I feel really
stupid.
And Jeff,
people actually dress in Star Wars outfits today.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Really?
They never get laid, by the way. Never ever.
Oh my God! All right. Well, I don't
neither
want to
do
say.
I. So what's the, that's right. Being married or being at the Star Wars.
Okay,
either way, you do not have sex,
okay?
It's not allowed anymore.
Okay,
there we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You
anyway,
more Star Wars?
Oh my God. What's the R2-D2, right?
Yeah.
Is that the little one?
This was a big hit, you know. This song was a big hit.
I remember that,
Miko was the guy's name. Miko.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
I have this on gold vinyl.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why.
What year was this movie?
Star Wars? Yeah. I'm going to say 77.
Oh, and what other song was popular then, Jeff? Do you remember anything?
Popular
like
songs?
Yeah, that year.
Baby Get Back, my player. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff. But the thing was, that summer, I went to see two movies, okay?
Yeah.
I went to see Star Wars, and I left, and I was like, okay, great. I said to myself, all right, my friend Stuart, I remember at the time, he liked it more. He definitely liked it more. I don't think he became like a Star Wars super fan, but he liked it a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
And the other movie that came out that summer that I got hooked on, that the rest of the world didn't get hooked on, was Roller Coaster.
Well, what's that?
My favorite movie, one of my favorite movies, Roller Coaster.
I guess it's about a roller coaster.
I love when
right?
I watch a movie here that she's seen me watch and it says, what's that, by the way?
I've seen you watch this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about a guy who terrorizes amusement parks and makes roller coasters crash and kills people.
Oh, that what it is? Oh, my God. Okay, that sounds like fun.
George Segal was in it.
Oh, really?
Remember old George Segal? You know who else is in it? One of her earliest movie roles?
Oh.
Helen Hunt is in it. But the big deal is, anyway, Roller Coaster came out, and it was in Sensoround.
What's that mean?
Sensoround was this thing that they put in movie theaters. They put these big subwoofers in the theater.
Oh, really?
Okay, so there were a couple movies in Sensoround. Two that I remember were Earthquake and Roller Coaster. So in certain scenes, when the roller coaster was rumbling down the tracks, suddenly in the theater was like...
Oh my gosh,
the whole theater
really?
Was shaking.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Some people said it was installed in the seats, but it wasn't installed in the seats. It was these... I remember
walking
into the theater here in Syosset on Long Island and seeing these giant subwoofers. And I said, oh my God, that's the Sensoround. It didn't last long. They did a couple... They thought it was like the next big thing.
Yeah.
But audiences didn't really embrace it. But nonetheless, Roller Coaster is a... If you want to check out a great, horrible movie
is
that
it,
I like...
Is it black and white?
70s. It's not black and white.
Okay.
It's friggin' roller coaster.
I am dying to take Jackson to a movie. You know that?
I'm going
to
take him soon.
You know, I think he can handle it now, right?
Oh, yeah. But sort of.
I don't know too many people that go to movies are still kind of freaked out about it.
Oh, no.
But
I'm
know people. That. I know a couple people that have gone and they're like, wow, it's.
The freak out's over. Yeah. Broadway took away the mask mandate. It's over.
Yeah, but Jeff, they said the virus is, the numbers are going creeping up slowly.
Yeah, but not as many people are dying. 200 people out of 100,000 cases.
No, it's a different strain.
It's a subvariant, not Caroline. Yes. Strains are weed. We talk about strains with weed, you know?
Yeah. By the way, everyone texted me. Some people texted me yesterday about how come I didn't say when we talked about weed, all the types? Because on Luis Jimenez show, I used to say, bubblegum, hashish, purple haze, blueberry. I'm like,
she knows not. and she knows what none of this is. Okay. By the way, if people are wondering how you became so cool, right here.
Oh, yes.
Right here is the answer.
Even with the songs, I would tell, Luis, did you hear this song?
Yeah. Roll Me Up. He had never heard Roll Me Up and Smoke until I told you about it.
Exactly.
I helped you, Luis Jimenez. When's he coming on our show?
I'm actually going to give him a buzz probably this week. Hey, Jeff.
Are we supposed to go on his show, too, at some point?
Let's get hold of Jack Hobbs, you know, who's the CEO of Revolver Podcast. Let's see what's going on, okay?
Yep.
Jeff, so what else is going on right now? Well, Dave Chappelle, right? Dave Chappelle?
Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle got attacked on stage.
This was yesterday?
It was not Chris Rock, by the way. That was the joke that... sorry, it was not Will Smith. My God, that was the joke. Chris Rock was there in the audience.
Yeah.
They were taping a Netflix special.
Yeah.
And some guy, hang on, here we go. Some guy jumps out of the audience and decides to tackle Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he have a gun or a knife?
The guy had a novelty gun where a knife would pop out of it.
Wow.
But it was a knife.
Yeah, of course.
He could have stabbed and killed Dave Chappelle, this guy.
Yeah, he could have.
It's not. Hang on. Where is it? Wait a minute. What am I not hitting right here?
Okay. This is what happens.
Sorry. Oh, I don't
know. We don't edit.
What? We don't edit.
This is all live, guys. It's all live.
Yeah, all right. We don't edit. Here we go.
You hear Jeff, his goof-ups.
No goof-ups. Here we go. Let's see.
Behind me on the DJ table is one of the most prolific producers that hip-hop has ever presented, the mighty Mad Lib.
Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for hip-hop history.
Whoa. These tackles him down. Oh, these guys weren't on stage.
Did he actually get a hold? Did he actually get to touch Dave Chappelle?
Oh, yeah. He barrels into him. Look, I'm showing Carolina right now. Watch.
Oh, wow.
He slams him down.
Oh my gosh!
Don't worry, this guy paid with an arm that looked like spaghetti afterwards. They were not nice to him.
Oh wow!
They were not nice to him at all.
I heard that
you don't mess around. And then Chris Rock got up on stage and said, "Hey, was that Will Smith?"
Wow!
Wait, hang on. Let's see.
I am going to kill that.
Who said that?
Chappelle.
Wait, I gotta see this.
Let's see. He's walking around.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it doesn't get to the point where comedians have to be on stage behind a fence or behind in a glass box. You know what I mean?
A lot of these
all because
comedies,
of, you know.
A lot of comedians are now demanding, Jeff, security. And a lot of these comedy clubs have said that there's not enough money to pay for security.
That's crazy.
And I heard today, a lot of major news stations are saying this is all because of one person's fault.
Yeah.
And then Howard Stern ripped into them, man, today. He said, okay, the guy got arrested. He's going to jail.
Uh-huh.
And he got charged, fined $30,000.
I don't know the fine, but he's charged with some sort of assault.
Okay, so
with a deadly weapon, I believe.
Howard Stern's like, okay, so why wasn't the same punishment given to Will Smith?
Yeah, because Will Smith's a rich celebrity. That's why.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah. So what's not good for the gander is good for the geese. How was that?
All right. What's good for the goose is not for the gander. Don't even try. Hang on. I'm trying to find the joke that they make. Let's see after he can get up there. This is from TMZ. He gets back up. Here we go.
I thought it was you for a second.
That's Chris Rock standing there. Wait.
Hey, my man, he's a bitch ass. Get that guy the fuck out of here. We gotta have some fun.
I love how they beep it, but they missed that F-bomb. You hear that? They missed that one. It's TMZ. They missed that one.
Hollywood Bowl, you owe me 10 minutes because your security caught me slipping.
I thought Jamie Foxx comes up.
Rock?
What the hell? What the hell? Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
Get that, clean that mess up.
Wow.
Get that out of here. Don't do this on the stage.
Oh, he doesn't even want him on the
Get
stage.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Wow.
They beep him out. Didn't they?
and an ambulance.
Need an ambulance. Wow.
Hold on. See what he's doing. I'm gonna see if this has a statement.
Wow. See, he's still making jokes. That's great, man.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Wow, I'm surprised that you could still go on, Jeff. You know, perform.
Well, that's Chappelle. Yeah. That's like Chris Rock went on after being, you know.
Yeah, but this guy had an arm. He was armed, you know.
Yeah, but you're talking about guys that have been on stage for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 20, 25. Yeah, how long?
This is a shocker, though, what happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it was something that was practiced or, you know.
No, this guy obviously went there with the intent to, you know, to tackle Dave Chappelle. He had some rap song that this guy put out a couple of years ago called Chappelle. He put out some song about him.
So anyone know what this guy wanted? Or?
I don't know. Maybe he was angry about Dave Chappelle's comedy. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
The world is full of demented, sick
people.
Yeah,
I hope this is not a trend. Come on, guys. They're just putting on it's a show to make people laugh. That's all it is. That's all it is.
But it's a very polarized country. Like, people get very angry over nothing today, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know why. It's just to have fun, you know, have fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's on his iPad.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'll buy it for you. Yes, of course. It's probably a car. Probably a Cadillac he's looking at.
Yeah,
I'll buy you a Cadillac, of course.
Okay.
You want a Cadillac? All right.
Jeff, what else is going on?
I thought you were telling me the stories, Carolina.
So, you know, New York's Mayor Adams, okay? They said that his approval rating, okay, only 45% of New Yorkers approve of this mayor. And
he just got in office four months ago. I mean, can you give the guy
that is a low approval rating, though, isn't it? Only 45% of New Yorkers say he's doing a good job.
But he inherited the condition of the city from de Blasio. Who
and meanwhile,
now,
de Blasio
who now admits in an interview that
he was a bad mayor.
He wasn't even basically said that I wasn't, you know, I wasn't really reacting to New Yorkers.
He said
he wasn't engaging with New Yorkers. No, because his whole agenda was just bike lanes, bike lanes, bike lanes, cars are bad. What else was his agenda?
Defunded the police.
Defund the police, make his wife happy.
And meanwhile, he's got a six-person, his detail is like six people, six cops.
Yeah.
That have to follow him
of
around.
Of course. And imagine how embarrassing it must have been to, like, he must have just not made eye contact with him.
Yeah, and meanwhile,
by the way, I'm
going to
defund you.
Do you know that? So they're renovating their whole house, okay, right now. So de Blasio and his wife are living at what hotel?
I saw it's like a really expensive.
Yeah.
Is it like a co-op that's worth $2.5 million?
Some
is that
kind
what
of
I read?
No, it's a hotel.
It's a hotel.
It's a hotel. They're staying in one of the rooms that's it's supposed to be like, I believe it's a couple of $1,000 a night.
Like a presidential suite kind of thing.
Yeah. So they know the owner, okay? I forgot who it is.
Of course. He knew a lot of developers. That's why he tried to get rid of the... I mean, look, as bad as the horses get treated sometimes, he wanted to... The whole thing of him getting rid of the carriage horses was all because of developers wanted to develop where the stables were. That was his thing. That was de Blasio's thing.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about yesterday? Or did we? I don't remember. Hold on a second. Oh, my God. You know, the escaped convict that took off with the parole officer?
Yeah, but the initial story was, oh my God, she might be in danger. What did I tell you the moment I saw the story? What did I say to you?
It's a romance. It's a romance.
And what does it turn out to be?
It's a romance. You know, but I didn't know he's a convicted murderer.
You know, you live long enough on this earth and you see stories.
I know, right?
And you can just draw conclusions almost immediately. You don't have to have a trial. You don't, you're like, I mean, you do legally, but you just look at this stuff and
they got tight, you know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something.
But he might be fooling her anyhow, you know?
If she gets caught, Jeff, if they both get caught.
Jail.
She's going to jail, right?
Yeah, don't you remember the one a couple of years ago, the woman that helped the guys upstate?
Yeah.
That was a huge story.
That's right.
And she is out now, I believe.
Really?
I think she finally got out.
I believe she's out. I
was going to say it went through her head, but it's more like went somewhere else. she was.
They started
having sex.
Jeff even said, he goes, I'm not buying that. He goes, they took off together.
She disappeared. Like, oh no, she's in danger. Okay.
Yeah. Jeff, but you see the video. She's walking out and then she holds the door open.
Yeah, like, here, honey, I love you. Here, murderer.
Oh my God! I'm
what,
like,
did he kill like a family of six or something?
I don't know the details. All I say is convicted murderer. So I
maybe
don't
maybe he's a nice murderer though. Man. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't really a bad murderer. Yeah. You know.
I'm surprised though. I'm very, very shocked.
Ted Bundy was charming. They say Ted Bundy who killed all the
women. Yeah, but no, but she knew. But she knew what this guy's about. Right.
Right? But when you're in, you know, when you're in jail and he charms you, like, you know what? Wow, maybe he had a reason to kill seven people. Maybe he wasn't such a bad guy after all.
Oh, my gosh. Was she, is she married, you know, or no?
I don't know the details of that. I didn't see if she was married.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I mean, but I, yeah. There's, I
but she
I,
took off with him anyway, so we'll see. Huh? She took off with him.
Yeah, last check, I saw, it's just, I was just looking at it a minute ago, last check, they think they know where they might be, right?
How does that happen, though?
They found...
What, there's just one door to get out, and they got out through it?
No, I think...
Aren't there, tons of security?
I thought she was escorting him somewhere, wasn't that the story?
I know, but where's security, though?
We don't know.
You see her letting him into the car? Mm. I mean, when you're convicted murder, don't you get escorted by a lot of people? It was just her. And you saw the video. She was holding the door open for him. Like, come on, let's go.
It could be one-on-one. You know, it could be a one-on-one thing. Yeah. By the way, the thing, she was an assistant director of corrections. She wasn't just, she was like, she
she's
was.
She's somebody up there,
as
right?
As you would say, she's a muckety-muck.
Yeah, she's a muckety-muck. Wow.
They had a relationship. I love how it says they had a relationship. They're continuing to have a relationship. All I can say is they better do it as much as they can because they'll both be going to separate cells very soon again.
They're
going to
get caught.
You know,
yeah.
It's not the 1930s. You can't go on the run. You know how, like, years ago, people used to go on the run?
Yeah.
And be like, you know, because there wasn't, like, the high-tech communication skills we have today. People going, like kidnapping.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't get away with kidnapping anymore because nobody, it's rare that anybody kidnaps somebody because where are you going to drop the money somewhere and you're not going to be followed? Like,
Jeff,
it doesn't, kidnap, it's just not a modern day crime.
You know, with all, you know, high tech technology.
Yes.
You know, could they, like, remember the all these old, like, old cold case cases, all right?
Yeah.
Could they actually be solved now, you think?
They've solved a lot of them.
Yeah, right?
With DNA, yeah. they've gotten a lot of cases solved.
Interesting.
That Golden State Killer in California, I believe they got him through DNA. They found he was a cop.
Yeah. You know,
they get these people, you know, they catch up with you eventually, you know?
Yeah. Who started testifying? I think it was yesterday, right?
Amber Heard, I think yesterday or today started testifying.
So now she is testifying. I don't know if it's as interesting as Johnny Depp, right? But they said that she's not all there. I've heard that she... And one of the lawyers called one of the witnesses by the wrong name. Did you hear about
that? No, I didn't hear that.
I don't know the details. I just heard it in the news. Sorry, guy. I don't know the details. I'm just reading what...
Do you think... I have a question for you as a woman. Did you ever find Johnny Depp attractive, like when he was on 21 Jump Street? He was really young.
Oh, yeah. When he was there. Yeah. Just like, you know, but Mickey Rourke. I thought he was a good-looking guy.
How about now?
No, he
looks pretty.
He looks good though. He looks
really good, right?
But yeah, he looks okay. Yeah,
he looks good.
But he looks eccentric.
He is eccentric. Yeah. He lived in France for years. He wanted to get away from it all. Was this in France? This whole thing happened. That's what I want. I didn't even see if it happened in France.
I don't know. But now she's starting to give a lot
of
details.
The U.S. court might be here. I don't know.
Heard she was detailing an alleged cavity search that he would do on her a lot. So I don't know the details. Yeah.
Do you want me to do one on you later?
No.
In your mouth? How many cavities?
Amber Heard got emotional as she told the jury about a time in May 2013 when Johnny Depp allegedly performed a non-consensual cavity search on her, apparently while looking for his drugs.
Oh, get over it. It was 2013.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay, Jeff. All right. But anyway.
9 years later, honey.
We don't have any audio, Jeff, on that? No audio?
You just suddenly asked me for it. I didn't get Amber Heard audio ready. Let me see. I'll as I talk here. By the way, did you see, like, every talk show host had COVID? You see that? Colbert had COVID. He's back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Jimmy Kimmel is off this
week. Yes, he said his daughter brought home COVID.
Mike Birbiglia is filling in, another stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. That's pretty rare. You know, I used to love the guest host years ago. You know, Johnny Carson years ago had guest hosts.
Yeah.
Then they got away from it. You know, remember who used to guest host? Joan Rivers was a big guest host on television.
Remember what happened to her daughter? Remember her daughter? Melissa Rivers.
Rivers. Yeah,
she was doing a talk show.
Yeah, but her whole career was predicated on her
mother helped her a lot. Yeah, I remember
her
that.
Mother.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know if is this a story. Let's see. We might have audio here. And this is probably a news story. But let's see if we can catch some.
Please describe for the jury some of the cycles you had with Mr. Depp through 2012.
Ah, 10 years ago.
So,
in 2012, the violence was pretty, you know, relative to what it became, pretty, you know, slapping, backhanding. Well, it went from this eggshell kind of, you're walking on eggshells, nothing you're doing is kind of right, but you don't know what you're doing wrong.
Wow.
And then I was doing something wrong, clearly, but it was unclear within the scope of an argument what I was defending myself against. So it would shift from a rumor he had heard that I was with a friend, or I had been photographed standing too close to a male person.
Wow.
That was a person I had something with, and I was lying to him about.
Yeah.
It would be eggshells, accusations, yeah. accusations, and then he would explode.
Oh, he's pretty intense, right?
Yeah, I started with throwing things, destroying the property and screaming at me. I remember the screaming at me was the worst, because I kind of always felt like I had done, you know, I had to defend myself. I had to tell him so he didn't think these things were true. And
I don't even know her. You know, I'm looking at her like, I can't name a movie she was ever in.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
really know.
Well,
she's not related to John Hurt, the guy who I look like, right?
No,
that's not his daughter or anything.
Wow,
right?
No.
It's sad. Listen, yeah, obviously, if he yelled at her or abused her, it's horrible.
Yeah,
pardon my jokes about it's 9 years ago. Hey,
yeah.
I'm, you know, listen.
Yeah.
But it is weird this is coming out. It's, you're trying to remember things from 9 and 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're really terrified by somebody, you're gonna remember it. You're gonna remember the details, right?
But I think that
do you remember the details of when I terrorized you ever?
Yes, Jeff, I do.
You do?
Yes. Jeff and I used to run around the house. Remember, Dad, we used to role play.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, you were the
you were a ghost, and I was like running away from you. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're stupid. Anyway, so I think Johnny Depp's in trouble. You know, because
you do.
I think they're, you know. There's something there. I don't know if he's gonna win the case, but you know, I feel bad for her. I really
do. Here's the cavity search line. You want the cavity search line?
Yeah, let's hear that. I'm interested.
Let's tell the jury about Hicksville, May 2013. Can you tell the jury what transpired at Hicksville?
Hicksville, right here on Long Island.
It's a fancy trailer park, like a little hotel in the middle of nowhere. Set up with these little trailers, and we had made
I'd like to go there.
A plan to go there with friends, and we were going to do, you know, like Laffy, as we said, Laffy drugs, like
what's that?
Mushrooms, eat mushrooms, sit by a campfire.
Mushrooms make you laugh.
Yikes!
There's really not a whole lot else to do.
But you know what? I mean, I do feel bad for someone if somebody was genuinely abused. You kind of wonder, like, how does this even get to court? How does this get to court?
Well, first of all, because she wrote the letter, remember? She published the letter in the newspaper. Now, he is blaming her for his career failure, he took her to court.
Right.
So, of course, she's going to fight back, Jeff, you know?
And now, they've been divorced for years?
A couple of years, I think, yeah.
A couple of years.
Yeah, so.
Not every relationship goes well.
Yeah,
I mean, especially if you're sitting around a campfire doing mushrooms.
Gosh,
they do make you laugh. Yeah,
I
took a few in college, but But I never ate them like regularly. No.
Wow.
Oh, I know a lot of people ate mushrooms.
Oh,
it was like
God.
A big thing.
Oh my God, I don't know.
You sort of hallucinate, but not really. Like I was always scared to do like serious drugs in college.
Oh,
so,
I do.
Afterwards.
I don't think I did anything.
Oh, I know, because you're a nerd.
I was a good at two shoes.
You're a nerd. Goody two shoes. Huh?
Hey, listen, Jeff. Real quick before we get out of here.
Except Zima. Give her Zima.
Oh God, remember that?
That set her off.
Do they still have that, Jeff?
I don't know if Zima's still made.
It was a beer. Remember,
it was a clear beer, basically.
My friend Eileen and I were into that.
But it didn't taste like beer.
No, it didn't taste. It was like fruity. It was fruity,
It was a malt beverage. Malt is beer.
Yeah. That was our thing. Jeff, so before we get out of here, people are now attacking Kim Kardashian. Remember the Met Gala show?
Oh, I heard all sorts of crap she got for wearing the Marilyn's dress. I heard last night.
Well, first of all, they're attacking her because she supposedly is supposed to be a role model, okay?
Right.
Here she is. What did she do for 3 weeks? She literally starved herself.
She starved herself, yeah.
She's sending a bad message to those young girls that are, you know, going through a lot of peer pressure to be thin. And here is an adult woman with kids basically telling people, yeah, she's starving herself to get into this dress.
Yeah, but she did it for the dress. You could explain to
people
your children.
People are not seeing it like that.
But
Jeff,
you know what?
People,
can I tell you something? The problem with the people, this two-way dialogue the world has back with celebrities is just nuts at this point. Didn't you like it better sometimes when you couldn't answer back, when you're just like, all right, you know what I mean? Somebody was crazy and they're crazy and they moved on, you know? But today, the world of the public opinion has to be part of it. That's just the way it is,
it's
right?
It's the way it is, yeah. Hey, listen, real quick, I want to tell you the story. I think this is so cute. Where was this? Anyway, I don't know where the details are, but a guy wanted to surprise his wife for their anniversary, and he had 7 billboards placed in different cities telling his wife how much he loved her.
7 billboards?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of anniversaries, today is my brother Adolfo and Irene's 20th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. And Jeff, one more thing.
They're still married?
Yes. Oh,
oh
my God.
That's great.
Jeff, this is a survey. What do you think of this? Sharing household tasks leads to happier couples.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do the dishes now.
Yeah, okay.
She hates dishes.
Oh, my God. No, can I tell you something? I do dishes. I'll leave in the morning. I come back and there's a big pile of dishes.
Not a big
one
pile.
One person does
three
that.
Dishes are a pile
one person
to her.
Does
three
that.
Dishes are a pile
one
to her.
One person
three
does that.
Three dishes
like,
is not a pile.
Why can't you get a sponge? Why
how is three
you?
Dishes? Yeah. I have a sponge. How
meanwhile,
many,
it's
how
getting was... late. I'm doing laundry upstairs. Hey, guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't forget, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Surprise her. They're always saying the number one thing men give their wives on Mother's Day, Jeff, is what?
Flowers?
No, jewelry.
You give your mother jewelry?
Yes.
No,
I
bet flowers is number one.
That's
I guarantee you flowers is number
one. That was one of the three,
one.
But jewelry is now is up there now.
I
so
don't buy that.
I'm expecting some kind of something shiny in the box, okay? 516-637-3254. Yes.
What?
We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @CarolinaCarrillo. If you want to email me, carolinacarrillo@gmail.com. Again, thank you to, was it Good Hair, Jeff?
Good Hair,
thank
Brian.
Thank you. We responded back to your email yesterday, and I was better today, so I hope you're okay with it, all right? I didn't get mad at Jeff mentioning, what is it, ex-girlfriends.
Did I mention one today?
No, but I was good
today.
Did
you hear me say the name Cindy once
no,
on the show?
No.
Did you hear me say the word Dawn once
no,
on the show?
No, not at all.
Who was the one I was dating when I met you? What was her name?
Lois.
Lois.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lois was like 18 and yeah. I was like 38.
I don't even want to say anything.
Awesome. I'm kidding.
Yes, Jeff, you're kidding. All right, guys, we're out of here, right? We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we will. Oh, I'm reading more of the Amber Heard thing. We got to get more into this more tomorrow, okay? At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on the Facebook, JJ to DJ at optonline.net. You want a shirt or a hat, 516-637-3254. Thanks for listening, everybody. May the 4th be with you.
Come, please. God.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, Bernie Sanders wants Congress to give everybody a 4-day work week. 32 hours of work and 40 hours of pay. Claims he's not trying to buy votes, he just wants folks to get more out of life. And some want Congress to legalize the sale of human organs. Should you be able to sell a kidney for $50,000? Listen to Too Many Lawyers on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.